This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's a new year, and that means a new perennial plant of the year. Drum roll, please. It's an allium called Millennium, and it's gorgeous. The genus Allium contains more than 900 species in the Northern Hemisphere, but is perhaps best known for a dozen or so species of culinary vegetables and herbs, onion, garlic, leeks, shallots, scallions, and chives. The genus is also known for a few dozen ornamentals that grow from bulbs and sport tall stems with big globe-shaped blooms in spring. Millennium is special for many reasons, one of which it flowers later in the season. It's also purple, the Pantone color of the year. Actually, Millennium is a deeper purple. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com and a whole lot more information. This full sun lover is hardy to zone 3 and is a butterfly magnet. Oh, and it likes bees, too. Each plant typically produces an upright foliage clump of grass-like, glossy, deep green leaves, reaching 10 to 15 inches tall in spring. In midsummer, 2 to 3 flower scapes rise above the foliage, with each scape producing 2 or 3 showy 2-inch spherical umbels of rose-purple florets that last as long as 4 weeks. Millennium is not bothered by heat or pests. Bonus! Some folks will avoid Allium because of overseeding. The good news for Millennium is that it produces 50% less seeds. It is a wonderful addition in the late summer garden when many of our plants are getting pooped. It can easily be divided in spring or fall. Check out gardenbite.com for more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. You can also email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.